today we're going to talk about the blood, and I'm going to start with the functions of the blood. Let's see, we've got five functions that you need to focus on. One of the functions is probably fairly intuitive, transportation. The blood, one of the functions of the blood is to move gases and materials throughout the body. And some examples of this would be oxygen, which is moved from the lungs to all of the tissues throughout the body, CO2, which is moved from the tissues back to the lungs to be exhaled. Nutrients are moved around the body by the blood. Waste products are also moved around. And things like hormones and so on are also moved around by the blood through the body. Another important function of the blood is the immune function. The blood contains white blood cells, which whose job it is to fight infection and to clear up cell damage, and also to patrol the body for cancer cells or any kind of abnormal cell that needs to be destroyed and gotten rid of. Another function of the blood that sometimes people aren't aware of is temperature regulation. The flow of blood can bring heat to the surface of the body, which allows it to evaporate or leave the body, or the blood can the blood flow to the surface of the body can be restricted, and that allows us to conserve heat and keep the heat deep in the body around the organs and prevent damage, at least for a while. Some other functions of the blood include restriction of blood loss. And when you think about blood loss, also think of it as fluid loss. Most of the water, or much of the water in the body, is in the blood. And so if you lose too much blood, you lose too much fluid. And, of course, the blood restricts blood loss or fluid loss by clotting and the repair of blood vessels and so on that might be damaged. And finally, a final function of the blood that we'll be considering in this class is the regulation of the body fluid pH. Now, the blood is not solely responsible for regulating its pH. There are other systems that also participate in this, including the respiratory system and the urinary system. But the blood does play a role, and it does play a role by having buffers, a series of different kinds of buffers within the plasma, which help to regulate the pH and keep it at a relatively neutral level.